of blessings. I felt that for us all. But I recalled something for going to Linda and family, that something that God was doing, some breakthroughs in their lives. You know, we've seen Bernie declaring his breakthroughs, and they've experienced them, and you know, Dawn and Linda have been doing some things. They went back into the cattle business, and you know, and I just sensed that God was doing something with that, and I think in the same way that he's doing something in everyone's life. You know? Tara's got something going on in her life that you could wonder if you wanted to wonder, but at the same time, she's got peace and she's blessed, and I just wonder what God is in store in all of our lives and all of that, and we claim that for each of us. And I just felt that when Sarah called me, first thing she said was, "I thought I should tell you before you heard it somewhere." Now I have to tell you, I never even thought, "Oh no, something happened to Dawn and Linda." I didn't think that, because sometimes, you know, that will be what we get. Just this morning when I was thinking about it, I thought, "Hey, that never even crossed my mind." But she said, I rolled my vehicle, had an accident. She said, "You know, I felt like I should take a nap, and I decided that I could make it home." And I'm just sitting there. All I could do was the Spirit of God just welled up in me. I just wanted to sit there and cry for joy. When she can tell you, all I could do is say, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." Whoa, praise the Lord, because it was like one of my own had been through it and won it. And yet at the same time, when I see what the Lord is doing, when I see what the Lord is teaching us, when I sense what the Lord is wanting to do in our lives. And on Wednesday night, we talked about the peace, grace and peace, but peace in the Amplified Bible talks about peace being a total sense of well-being. Peace being a sense of there being more than enough good, so that evil cannot overcome good, but good overcomes evil. That sense of spiritual prosperity, that I have everything that I need to be complete spiritually. And I'll tell you what, to be complete spiritually, you have to be complete physically too. Because spiritual completeness brings you physical completeness. People, they talk about it, and I've seen people at the nursing home, when they passed away, they were so spiritually complete that no matter how their physical well-being was, they were complete. It brought that feeling of that sense of peace that we don't only experience now and then. I got a sense of, when I looked at those pictures, I got a sense of peace, I got a sense of imagining how good it must have felt to be able to stand there and pose for a picture beside that with your child beside you. You know? Wow. And the overwhelming sense of gratefulness and gratitude whenever you think about that. You know? I mean, I just how it makes me feel, I can only imagine how it makes you feel. And the thing is that we need to take that and understand that there's a multiplication of that going on from God toward us, for all kinds of things in our lives. That it's above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. We need to take these opportunities to use these to imagine. Wow, nothing's impossible for God. I can trust God in all things. I can have that sense of peace. Peace is such a kind of a random word until you take it the way that you see it in that. And not only is it spiritual prosperity, and not only is it sense of well-being, and not only is it that sense of great kind of goodness, but that freedom from agitating passions and freedom from moral question. We're freedom. We have that kind of freedom that is being poured out toward us. Now, we all have lots of opportunities every day to be agitated, don't we? You know? But the thing is we have to make a determination, okay, whose problem is it if we're agitated? It's our own problem. We would like to say it's somebody else's fault. You always do that to me. It always goes this way. Nothing agitates me more than when somebody says that to me. But then I have a choice. Okay, why does it agitate me? Am I going to add to the agitation, or am I just going to be quiet?